I'm Jeff McClellan. I'm the Deputy Fire Chief and Senior Medical Officer, MSO, up at the Darrington Fire, Snohomish County Fire District 24.
Where do you live?
I live up near Darrington. We live in the White Horse area, about 5 miles west of Darrington, up on a side of a hill in a mountain, have a farm up there. We have a goat dairy where we're in the baby season, where we're going to birth about 60 babies. And my wife was in the middle of helping two does birth. I looked at her because she's on the fire department too. And I said, it's just a mudslide. I'll take care of it. I go grab the engine, clean up the mud off the highway. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Yeah. That was my idea when the page went out. And so I took off to go down and deal with that. We were busy for, I believe, 18 days straight. We'd go home. The first night we got home probably about midnight. We had some great rescues that first day. We saved some people. Saw some people that had passed. You can prepare for fires, for motor vehicle accidents, for medical calls, for CPR calls, things like that. But when I arrived at the slide, and when I walked out there and looked at what had happened, and I remember walking out there the first day saying, that house is gone, that house is gone, that house is gone. Places I knew that had stood there. And I see some people stand in what used to be a house way out where I can't get to them. And I scream at them, are you okay? And they said, yeah, we just need to get out of here. I walk back, and this lady comes up to me covered in mud with this little boy, and she says, there's somebody out there screaming for help. And I listen, I go, I can hear him. I remember looking around and I started crying, and the first time in 18 years of doing fires, I've never cried on scene. And I just thought, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's happened. I can't figure this out. And it hadn't registered how big it was at that time. I just thought, this is just something out of my experience, so I don't know how to deal with it, you know? Yeah. It affected me majorly, mostly where I had, like, what I call about a 30-second meltdown where I shook my head and, wait a minute, I'm the rescuer here. I got to get my head in the game. When I got moved out of the site because I got cut, and they were worried about me getting an infection when I was out there digging, they said, Jeff, we're going to move you from here. You're going to talk to the BR, go-to between the media and everything. I said, okay, I can do that.
What was it like dealing with the media?
It was actually pretty easy. All they wanted to know was what was happening and what was going on. You know, I did our local news. I did national news with CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. I was on Anderson Cooper. I think I cut him off. but I think that they were just asking questions, what's really going on there? The people that responded to this, whether it was grade school kids sending letters, we still have them all, stacks of letters. That was so encouraging. A lady sends a box of gloves from Alabama, just some medical rubber gloves. We know that you're short. And the outpouring was so amazing that I just go, wow. I'd love to go back and talk to all these school kids that were at that age that sent the letters. There's thousands of them. I mean, boxes that we've saved because we're never going to get rid of them because they mean so much to us. If I could just go talk to those kids in schools from all over the United States and just say, thank you. You don't know how that affected us. How we cried and we just thought, this is wonderful.
How do you remember the people who have been lost?
Alan Bevel was lost in the slide. And Alan used to work for us at the farm. He was a great young, he'd come up and help us do things when we were first building the farm and help us with anything. So I remember him that it's just that we miss a person that I believe would contribute greatly to the community wherever he lived.
I know there are plans for a memorial, and I wonder what your feelings are about that.
Part of the planning process. I go to the meetings, and I think it's a good thing. I hope that people remember the people that lost their lives, and I think it's good to remembrance and to honor those people that lost. It's good to remember the people that the first responders that came. everybody from the firefighters to the medics to the EMS people to the dogs to the search parties to the helicopter pilots and the people in the helicopters, the people from the communities on both sides that responded considerably. Amazing. We had enough food up at Station 39 in Darrington to feed 1,000 people because the community responded that way. That is community. That's my America, and I love that, you know, where people just came out and said, I can't dig, I can't pull stuff out of the way, but I can provide you a meal.
What's the future here? What do you see for this community as it goes into the next year or 10?
I think the future is a positive outlook. I think people have learned some things. I think that growth will happen because Snohomish County's grown just like every place else. People will choose wise areas to live because the county will look at certain areas and say, ah, let's make sure that we build here and build there. But I believe that as people come in, they'll learn that there's been a great group of people that have lived here for a long time, and they'll join that spirit of that we are a community and we want to do the best thing to make our community successful, prosperous, and a great place for people to live and for kids to grow up. That's what I believe will happen.
Well, thank you so much for talking and your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you asking us. It's a great thing.